Democrat Representative Charisse Davids claims she is not in Congress to fulfill a partisan agenda, despite voting record. By Jacob Bliss on July 16, 2022. Democrat Representative Charisse Davids, DKS, recently claimed not to be in Congress to fulfill a partisan agenda. However, her voting record shows otherwise. In a recent post on social media, Davids wrote that she is not in Congress to fulfill a partisan agenda, but that she's there to make a positive impact on folks' day-to-day lives, regardless of political party. "That's what I've always done, and that's what I'll continue to do for #KS03, Kansas's 3rd congressional district," she added. However, despite what she claimed in her social media post, she has voted with the leaders of her party 100% of the time in the most recent Congress. ProPublica recorded that she votes every time with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and 538 recorded that she votes 100% of the time with President Joe Biden. However, last year, the Democrats, including Davids, happily promoted and voted for the Democrats' $1.2 trillion, 2,702-page so-called infrastructure bill and the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, which helped fuel inflation. Over the past year, prominent economists, such as Olivier Blanchard and Larry Summers, have called out Democrats in an effort to raise awareness about inflation, which has reached a more than 40-year high. On Wednesday, just days before Davids' remarks, inflation was recorded at an annual rate of 9.1% for June, which was higher than the 8.8% that was expected. Consequently, Americans have been hit even harder by the rising prices of everyday necessities such as food, gasoline, housing, transportation, and utilities. Breitbart News reported that for the year, house cleaning and other domestic services are up 5.1%, groceries are up 10.4%, electricity is up 13.7%, and household cleaning products are up 11.3%. Asset manager Steve Rattner, who served as counselor to the Treasury Secretary in former President Barack Obama's administration, also wrote in an opinion piece at the New York Times last November that Biden's American Rescue Plan was the original sin that caused inflation. Summers, the Treasury Secretary under President Bill Clinton, director of the National Economic Council under Obama, former president of Harvard University, and chief economist of the World Bank, had warned the country in many interviews over the past year about the increase in government spending. The National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, one of the Republican groups looking to help the GOP win in November and take back power in the House of Representatives by targeting vulnerable Democrats, marked the Congresswoman as a rubber stamp for Pelosi. Charisse Davids is a rubber stamp for Nancy Pelosi, who has made life worse for Kansans, NRCC spokeswoman Maggie Aboud said. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.